It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. I hope you're doing very nice on this Saturday afternoon. Thank you for listening to us. This is Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Prues. On this show, we discuss recipes you can try, food you can make, events that are happening, beverages that you may wish to take a sip of, and good food with good people at all times. Well, it's getting part of the later half of September. Farmers Market is gone. But you can go down to the co-op and still get good items down there. It's membership owned, and they got a great assortment of potatoes, vegetables, and other things that are made here locally. So when you can, get down there to the co-op. It's in the old Foodland building there on Gaffney at the end of Lacey Street. Hope you go there. Now, Friday night is my night not to cook. I cook Thursdays. We're going to go through my Thursday meal. I cook Saturdays. We'll go through that. I gave you a great way to cook ribs last Saturday, and we'll go through a review how I did with that this time. But Friday night is my night out. I have in the studio with me a nice lady. Her name's Emily Dove. How you doing, Emily?
Doing great. Thank you.
Did you enjoy Bobby's on Friday night?
Absolutely.
You know, it's interesting. You don't have to go into a restaurant and get a great big meal. What we did is we had appetizers over the course of about an hour and a half, enjoyed ourselves, had a couple beverages. Mm-hmm. The first appetizer you chose, and it was the fried cheese.
Yes, absolutely. I love cheese. So I had to try that first.
And it had the lemon sauce on it, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And there's enough for two rounds for each of us, even though I did not hog it.
No, you didn't.
It was hard for me not to hog it.
Yes, me too.
Yeah. Then the second item we had was the Domothis. Mm-hmm. And that was a rice-stuffed grape leaves.
That was amazing.
That sauce that they had. Mm-hmm. And it came with the garlic bread. Mm-hmm. That we were dipping in the sauce.
Yes. Yeah, that was fantastic. Like, out of world experience.
Yes, that was very good. Then the third thing we had was the wine plate special, which is basically a cheese plate with sliced sausage and some apple and pear slices. You have about three different types of cheese there. Mm-hmm. A good meal for the evening.
Yeah, I liked that because there was a variety of things to nibble while we chatted.
Yeah, and you weren't stuffing yourself or having a big entree that can knock you out. And it was a fun way to do it. We took our time. You chose the first one.
Yes.
I chose the Domothis. I asked you if you had ever had Domothis before, and you had that quizzical look like, what was that? And Fairbanks also, the pizza at Bobby's is one of the best. They have about 20 different types, and they have different names on them, and they have great combinations there. My two favorite restaurants, not pizza places, to go get a pizza at are Giraldo's and Bobby's. And then third, it's a good one, is also the out there off... It's the red, oh boy, I forget the name of it now. It's a very popular pizza place, burgers there in the mall there on the Chena Pump mall there. Anyway, what the heck, you can't remember everything.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Can't help.
Then yesterday you saw the production of the ribs.
Oh, yes.
What did you think?
Of the entire production.
Yeah,
that was amazing. I've never seen that done before, ever, and the process was extensive, and It was very educational to watch you step by step, you know, go through the process, you know, one after another, and then the waiting time, and then come back, and next step, and the waiting time.
I had time to mow the lawn in between.
Time
to trim back some hedges.
Yep. Yeah.
It was fun, you know. Fairbanks, as I told you last Saturday, we started out by taking your full rack of ribs, your, not baby backs, but these were full ribs, and then trimming them down to a St. Louis style rib. And then taking off the membrane off the back, putting on your different spice rubs. I used two spice rubs. I used a cherry spice rub and then a Kansas City. And then before you do the other side, you let it rest for about 30 minutes, and you saw the moisture from the spices in.
Yeah, that was really cool to watch that.
Yeah, and then you let it rest, and we got out the pellet smoker and set it at 250 degrees and put it in there. I basically had a five-hour cooking time, and I let it go for an hour before I put on my spritz. And my spritz was made of apple juice and beer. And when I opened up the smoker to spritz it for the first time, I showed it to you, Emily. What did you say? Oh, my God.
Yes. I said, wow, oh, my God, this is amazing.
Yeah, and I spritz it. But that is, you know, that's where you start seeing the creation happen of the cooking.
Yeah.
And then spritz it every half hour after that, and enjoyed that. And then at the two-hour mark, I made the slurry, which consisted of one-third butter, one-third brown sugar, one-third honey, heated it all up, pulled out the ribs. I double-wrapped them. I put the slurry on the ribs, on the meat side. Then I put back on my two different rib rubs, and I put the meat side down onto the aluminum foil, wrapped it, you know, cringed it up, crinkled it up, and then put to the two racks back into the smoker. But then we sort of, I ran out of pellets in there. the auger was empty, but the side showed that it had pellets in there, so had to restart it, get it going, had a little bit of an issue, uh-oh. And, about a half hour of heat loss to versus, you know, to when I got the heat back at 250 degrees. And after that, I went and mowed the lawn, cut down some brush, and came back. I made up my barbecue sauce. What did you think of the barbecue sauce that I made?
I was going to say, I got to taste test.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah, it was a good barbecue sauce. I experimented with it, and yesterday I put plum sauce in it too. And so it was sweet. I went sweet yesterday. Mm-hmm. I didn't go spicy. I had people over and two racks of ribs, so I went sweet. Didn't want to, you know, go Texas heat on anyone, so did that. And then after 2 hours, so far we're in the smoker about four and a quarter hours, pulled out the ribs, put my sauce on them, heated up, and then put the ribs back in for another 30 minutes. And I turned the heat down to from 250 to 200 and just coaxed them across the finish line, pulled them out, let them rest for 10 minutes, and I sliced them. They were beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful ribs.
Yeah, they tasted amazing.
But Fairbanks, you can still do that. You know, you still have time to go out on your deck, grill. A lot of us use it as a whole winter project, the smokers, the grills. I got the Big Green Egg, the gas grill, the pellet smoker, the WSM Weber Smoky Mountain, all sorts of cooking utensils, and you can do that. You can do that. So it's a lot of fun. It's very easy. Just because it's getting into the later half of September, snow's on the forecast in the next 2 to 3 weeks, it doesn't mean we stop having fun out on our deck and preparing food for our friends. But what I also did was I produced some beans that were very good, and I put those in the smoker. So I, basically what I did was I produced all the food that we're going to have in the smoker. I had beans. I got two different styles of beans, your Bush's beans. Then I got the beans that are for sale at Fred Meyer's, and I put them all together. I fried up some bacon, chopped it all up, put the fat and the bacon in there, and then I put that in the smoker at 250 for about 2.5 hours. And I'd open it up about every hour and stir it. And Emily, what do you think of the beans?
Oh, they were great. They looked great, too. Yeah. Just the variety of beans that were in there.
You know, I've never made beans from scratch, so I sort of cheat. Nothing wrong with that. If it tastes good, yes, and you cheat, it's mm-hmm. fine.
Absolutely.
It is fine. So that was fun. And then what I did was I took all what you call your rib trimmings, your rib tips, and I cut them all up, and I diced them up, and I put them in beer, and I put them in the smoker, because what I do is I use those as dog treats. And, you know, if I was going to use those as human treats, you can do that too. I would have put spices on them, but I did not put any spices on them, so we use them for dog treats. And they are dog certified. They are dog certified, that is for sure. So, what the heck. And just had a great barbecue meal. Dinner time was at 6:30, and all the guests were gone by 8, and we just had a very easy cleanup. The paper plates were used, and it was very nice.
Fine china.
Yeah, fine china. Fine china was used. But that's how you do it. So Fairbanks, what we're going to do is we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to listen to our sponsors, and we'll be back after these messages.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for Gluten-Free Thursdays. Complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand. So you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley, Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door, opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome. Awesome.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I hope you're having an enjoyable Saturday afternoon if you're listening to this. But there's things you can do on Saturdays and Sundays for food if you don't want to cook yourself and you want to go watch football. I have the Roku channel. I do not get the local football channel. So if I'm going to watch football on a Saturday or Sunday, I go out and I find it, and but I always look for a place that has good food, good atmosphere, good service, good presentation. And here's a couple ones that you might want to go for. Fenders. They're open up on Saturdays and Sundays at 9. Good breakfast menu, great breakfast menu, great afternoon menu. Now here's the thing about Fenders. Locally owned and operated, the owners are usually in there. The owners are hardworking. They have the best chicken fried steak in Fairbanks. I love chicken fried steak. One of my favorite breakfasts when I go to a restaurant, chicken fried steak. You know how I love my chicken wings. Got to have the chicken wings. They have the best chicken wings in Fairbanks. So the Fenders for Saturday or Sunday. Another really good one is Salty's down there on 2nd Avenue. It's called Salty's on 2nd Avenue. They have TVs throughout. They have a very warm atmosphere. In the bar there, you got about six other tables, and you got about 12 seats at the bar. They open up at 9. It fills up fast. So if you don't have a reservation, you better be down there at 9. Otherwise, get a reservation at a specific time. But the bar is first come, first serve. They also have a great chicken fried steak. Don't ask me how I know that, but I've had it a few times. They have a great breakfast menu. Their breakfast menu is served until 2 o'clock, and they have some of the best Eggs Benedict in town. So if you're looking for something like that, watching the TV, looking at sports, college football on Saturday, NFL on Sunday, these are my two recommendations. And also they have at Salty's, they have a great Bloody Mary. And again, you're going to see the owner there working. I've always found that if an owner is working at a restaurant, quality control. Bobby's Restaurant, you're going to see Bobby and Rena down there. Quality control. So anyway, just a few thoughts on things to do. Now, I produced a meal on Thursday that would be a great Sunday meal. I'm Italian. My mom was full Italian, so I always go to my Italian lineage for food. And I enjoy making a wonderful Alfredo sauce and a nice fettuccine Alfredo. And there's so many ways to make an Alfredo sauce. The original fettuccine Alfredo was just very basic. It was the fettuccine, and then it was butter and the cheese, and that was it. But we've taken it a few different directions since then, and that makes a great sauce. But the key is getting your fettuccine cooked first, and I bring it to an al dente style, which is just a little bit of texture in there, and then I finish it off in the Alfredo sauce that I make up. So when you make a meal, you'll always hear me say, anyone can make a meal. Do you have it all come out at the same time, everything you're doing? Does it all hit at the same time to serve your guests as soon as it's done cooking or an optimal time? If you're cooking steaks, you got a 10-minute rest period. If you're cooking pasta, it's immediate. So you got to plan what you're doing. Now, on Thursday, I cooked a nice fettuccine Alfredo, and then I cooked up a very good shrimp and mushroom recipe. So let me bring you through how you do that. And the key is having it all come out at the same time. Emily, you experienced it all came out at the same time.
Yes, it did.
And you saw with everyone there, you know, 10 minutes before the final 10 minutes of everything, I wasn't talking to anyone.
Oh, you were focused.
Focused. Yeah. On it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's no distracting you when you get to that point.
Yeah, because you can correct things 10 to 15 minutes out, but that 10 to 15 minutes in, when you make a mistake, it's hard to correct. It's hard to recover. So anyway, I got the secret. Let's start with the fettuccine Alfredo because I'm Italian. I got to start with the fettuccine Alfredo. My God. I'm also Irish and German, but that's cool too. What the heck? But the DeSico brand of pasta is my favorite. You can get it at both Safeway and at Fred Meyer's. I love the rigatoni size 24 DeSico. You can get that at both Safeway and Fred Meyer's. And the fettuccine is at both. And it's just a great pasta. It's one of your top pastas you can get. And we get it here in Fairbanks, Alaska. So I start boiling the water. You're boiling the water. That's going to, getting it up there. I'm putting in a pound of fettuccine into a big, say a 3-quart saucepan. and get the water boiling. It's about two-thirds to three-quarters full of water. Get it boiling. I always put salt in when it boils at the boiling point. I don't put it in before. I put it in at the boiling point. Then I put in the, just before I put in the fettuccine, I then start making my Alfredo sauce. And I believe in having all your pre-work done. All of my shallots, all of my garlic was all minced. I used some tarragon in the shrimp and mushroom sauce. That was all processed and diced from my herb garden. Before I start cooking, this is all ready to go. And most people don't realize that you should slice garlic 30 minutes in advance of using it to get your aromatics going. It's a very good trait that most people don't recognize. And then I have to tell you about a faux pas I made in the meal that I forgot about afterwards. If you're ever serving pasta, for how many people you're having, put the plates in the oven if you can, if you got an extra oven, if you're not using your oven, and put your oven temperature at 120 degrees. And heat up your plates, because what happens is, if you're using pasta with cheese like a fettuccine, the cheese will start coagulating as it cools on the fettuccine pasta. And a heated plate doesn't allow that to happen. So it's just very good presentation, and it's easier to eat. So that's one of your secrets here. So I started the fettuccine Alfredo sauce with the shallots that I had. I sauteed up the shallots for about 2 to 2.5 minutes. We're trying to get them translucent. We're not trying to cook them or get them brown, just translucent. So about 2 to 3 minutes. Then I put in my diced garlic. And I had the diced garlic on there for just about a minute. That was with the olive oil. And I'd say I used 3 tablespoons of olive oil. I use a lot. You don't worry about using too much. There's never enough olive oil. Then I put in a cube of butter. And I got the cube of butter. What we're doing is we're flavoring the oil and we're flavoring the butter with our shallot and our garlic. Then, after I got that all flavored, I put in a cup of white wine. Yes, we're using wine in this. And you infuse it. You have it at medium-high heat, and you're infusing it. And you let that cook with itself. You're not going to be burning the garlic or the shallots at this because you have too much liquid in there. But what you're doing is you're flavoring the liquid. Then I looked in my refrigerator, and I had both cream and I had half and half. And so I put in a cup of each. So I've got about 3.5 cups of liquid in there with everything for my pound of pasta. And I get it all nice and infused and tasty. So before my Alfredo sauce is ready to go, I put in the fettuccine into the water. And you've got about, for a pound, you've got about an 8-minute cook time. So just before you put in the wine into your Alfredo sauce, you're putting in your fettuccine into the water. And it's going to go in there slowly in the beginning. Then you get it all into your saucepan, your 3-quart saucepan, and you're cooking it. And you're getting it to the al dente stage. And right there at the al dente stage, you take it out and you put it in your saucepan. You have it all in a big saucepan. And when you're doing that, before you put in the saucepan, you're working on your mushroom shrimp dish. Now you've already cleaned your shrimp by this time. You've already diced your mushrooms. And what I like to do is I'll spice my shrimp before I put it in the pan. And so what I did is I spiced it with your nice sea salt. I used paprika, just a little bit of taste heat there, but it also gives a wonderful color. And then what I did is I put Herbes de Provence on it, and I mixed it all together, and I let it rest for about 30 minutes. let the shrimp absorb in these spices before I put it in there. Then, boom, scene one, take two. Get your olive oil in there. Get it going. Get it going with your shallots. Get it going with your garlic. Then I also get it going with my fresh tarragon. I have fresh cut tarragon. Then before I put it into, before I put the shrimp into the mixture of butter, I've got a cube of butter in there, and I put the mushrooms in first. I put the mushrooms in because they're going to cook slower than the shrimp. So I put the mushrooms in, and I get them going to about half. And before I put the shrimp in, I powder it with flour. I put a coating of flour on it. So what that's going to do is when it cooks it, it's going to seal in your juices, and they're going to come out plump. They're going to come out plump and juicy, and they're going to look wonderful. And when you pop into, they're going to pop when you dig into them with your fork or with your as you bite into it. So at this point, I've got the fettuccine Alfredo in this Alfredo sauce, and I'm stirring it. I'm cooking it as I'm going. I'm stirring it in. I'm absorbing the liquids into the Alfredo. And it takes about 5 to 8 minutes to get that done, and that's when you're doing your cooking. You've already had your, before you put your mushrooms into your oil and butter dish, you've got your Alfredo coming out. So you're cooking along, you're reducing liquid in your Alfredo sauce, and the final thing you do is you put in your shrimp into the mushrooms, and you're stirring it all together. And just before it's all done, then you get out your cheese to put in your Alfredo dish, your fettuccine Alfredo. And I like to use an Asiago cheese. It's just wonderful. It's milder than Parmesan, but it tastes great. And in this, I put in about maybe half a cup. And then I cook it for about another 3 minutes. I let it absorb into the fettuccine. You're trying to have everything absorb into the fettuccine. You pull out your plates out of the oven. They're 120 degrees. You plate them. Then you take your fettuccine Alfredo in your saucepan, and you plate it on the individual dishes. Your shrimp are cooked. Your mushrooms are cooked. The shrimp are plump. The mushrooms are done. You take a big spoon, and you put that on your plates. We had 5 people over, 5 plates. And then Emily made a great salad. And so we had 3 items. And then we had a dessert afterwards. And it was all good. Did you enjoy it, Emily?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, the presentation was fantastic. The shrimp was perfect. I didn't know you used Asiago in the fettuccine. And I was wondering what it was, and I never asked. Like, this isn't Parmesan, but it was wonderful. It was better than Parmesan.
It was, you know, I like to cook on Thursdays something special because, you know, usually my meals are in a restaurant real fast or over my sink. So Thursday night is my night to cook. And you were there Thursday night with my coworkers. Mm-hmm. And we all had a very nice time. We all had wonderful food. And that's how you do it, Fairbanks. Emily, did you enjoy the show?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You'll be a repeat offender, I'm sure. Fairbanks, you have a great weekend. Remember, if you're going to eat, eat well. There's so many good places in Fairbanks to do it. You can do it yourself by taking the directions from the show. And remember, KFAR Audio Archives, look it up. Take a look at things you want to do. You have a great week, and I'll see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.